Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The destroyer of lives is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, everyone who lives in the Dairy Drive encampment has to leave. The city is set to demolish the encampment after a years-long partnership with Madison Street Medicine, who operated the site. It was funded by federal pandemic money, which has since run out. Joey Russo is one of the residents who are now forced to leave.
Dairy Drive provides assistance for people like me that need some of this help. This is our home.
Staff and volunteers have been working to find alternative housing for the 29 people who lived there. There was a last-ditch effort to save it last week. It failed by just one vote. And earlier this week, we told you about a redevelopment proposal that would force beloved Middleton restaurant Imperial Garden to move. Now, another plan could force one of Madison's most romantic restaurants to move to make way for student apartments. Portabella has been in an almost hidden spot on North Francis Street for nearly 60 years. They serve Italian classics in a traditional environment. It's often been voted Madison's most romantic restaurant. The State Journal reports a company called Villas Student Housing in Texas wants to build a 16-story apartment building there. It would be surrounded by other student housing high-rises already there. The owners believe Portabella is one of Madison's oldest restaurants. It's been there since 1967. Now, this project is still in the development phases and would need approval from different committees and the Common Council. Meanwhile, a grocery store on University is closing. Fresh Mart moved into the old Whole Foods when Whole Foods moved further west down University. The family-owned store is now set to shut down. Its last day open is this Sunday. They also have a location in Sun Prairie that will continue to stay open. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosian.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats, it's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen
yeah.
to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
WMDX, where conversations last longer than tweets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right, but I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice. But I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
I never thought I would play applause for James Comey,
right?
Who handed the election to Donald Trump. We were voting like our lives depended on it for Hillary Clinton.
However,
and then 11 days
yes,
before.
What
yes,
Trump is
these
doing.
Are, these are the people
right.
you have to defend, the ones
right.
that you're like, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
He's a lifelong Republican
right.
that handed the election
yes.
to Donald Trump should be giving him a parade.
Right.
I mean, I one of those mornings.
But
you
what
can't,
he's doing to Trump is.
Yeah, you can't talk to Glenn Kirshner.
Yeah.
Fast enough, because
right.
this is everything you think it is, Chris.
Yep.
It's beyond. I mean, his insurance lawyer, who couldn't get one other person to sign this except for her, who was rushing against the statute of limitations,
mm-hmm.
is going to. Yeah, then what could possibly go wrong?
What, the statute of limitations runs out
then
in
her
like 4 days?
Her predecessor and everybody in this office
yeah.
told her there's no there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. She's pretty, though, I will say. You know,
she is
saying,
gorgeous.
Yeah. For, yeah.
She looks
one of my favorite Sports Illustrated models, but other than that, oh, my God.
She looks like she uses Farrah Fawcett shampoo, you know?
Yes,
Or G, your hair smells terrific.
Yes, or Gerbil Essence.
Or Body on Tap. Made with real beer, but don't drink it.
You know, this is really a lot. I got to say, other people are saying really big stuff's going to be next week, because historically when I'm on vacation
uh-huh.
is when, I don't know, what could he's calling every general in the world, like 800 military leaders
yep.
to one place next. So what do you think? What do you think that's about? Oh, also, TikTok's getting sold to a Trump buddy, and Trump assures us that it's not going to be MAGA or, you know, biased against liberals in any way. Because
China is still in charge of the algorithm.
Right, yeah, so... Right, so they apparently they can't spy on us, but Trump, but our government can now.
Yeah.
Trump's buddies can,
right.
So everything's fine.
Yeah,
everything is fine.
I wonder how Bella's going to take that. She's always on the TikTok,
right?
And if she gets
yeah.
served up all kinds of MAGA stuff, will
yeah.
she stay there? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Are you on the TikTok, Sean? No. Okay.
You're old when you call it the TikTok. Oh, Grandpa. Wow. I there's so much bull to call this morning. I don't know if I have time for all of it. I'm calling so much bull on this ICE shooting in Dallas. Yeah. We talked about this yesterday. You were saying, Chris, what do you call it? Anyone notice it's only since Cash Patel's been in that apparently every killer writes everything out on the on their bullets.
Yeah, their manifesto is on their bullets now, ever since Cash Patel came into office.
Right. Yeah. And as we were saying, they couldn't talk to the MAGA relatives of the Charlie Kirk shooter fast enough, right, to try to back up. They set the narrative, and then they just try to fill in the facts that are convenient.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, I don't trust any of them.
Nope.
Suddenly, oh, we suddenly found these notes confessing to everything. You know, just like we call BS and, on this text chain
suddenly
that does not look like a
notes.
22-year-old wrote this text chain.
Right. Suddenly found these leftist notes. So that proves he's a leftist, and you know, the Democrats need to stop this.
Right. So, in an earlier interview, his brother, Noah John, told NBC his brother was not particularly political and didn't have strong feelings about ICE, as far as I knew. He was not registered to either party, much like, you know, we've had a couple of these shooters. As you said, Chris, the word, and Sean said, is nihilism.
Yeah.
They're young white guy, gun nut, gamers, whatever, on and on. The profiles.
Is it nihilist or nihilist?
Nihil.
I think it's nihilist.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Noah John also told NBC his parents owned a rifle and his brother was a competent shooter. So I don't know. You tell me. He really? He was a competent shooter and he somehow only shot detainees.
Right.
Okay. I just. Well, and then Trump's. I love this. Trump says he's president for all America as he warns the radical left that bad things are going to happen to them. He is using this to incite more violence.
Yes.
And, Chris, we cannot enough times on this show condemn violence of any kind.
Right.
We have never promoted any violence.
Right.
Whatever your cause is, we don't want you to have access to a weapon.
Absolutely
to
not.
Do something violent about it. But, you know, the degree to which they have demonized trans people and immigrants, you know, obviously we have created a very dangerous environment right now that again, I condemn 1,000% the shooting of Charlie Kirk and the shooting at ICE. But as we were saying, Chris, with the Charlie Kirk thing, these don't fit in these neat boxes that they keep trying to make them. Like, you know, like everybody that commits violence is the head of the DNC.
Right.
You know, like it
seems like they're only investigating what they want to investigate to get to a certain narrative.
And why the mainstream media, again, their original falling down on the job is not talking about the registered Republican in Butler, Pennsylvania, that was involved in the Trump quote-unquote assassination attempt, who had a history of anti-Semitic and, what do you call it, anti-immigrant rantings.
Right.
Trump issued a grave warning to the radical left after talking about the attack on the ICE facility. This is where we are, Chris. Even the reporters, they're mostly right-wingers now that are even allowed in there.
Right.
He said, who do you hold responsible for the uptick in left-wing violence? That's the question from the quote-unquote reporter. He said, so Trump says radical left rhetoric. The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control. They're saying things, and they're really dumb people. I mean, look at Jasmine Crockett. I look at some of these people. They're very low IQ people. Oh, it's another black woman. He's called low IQ for the 1,000th time. I'm sure it's a coincidence.
She has a Juris Doctorate.
Yeah, and is a lawyer.
They don't.
Right, is incredibly smart.
Right.
But the radical left are causing the problem, not the right. The radical left, and it's going to get worse, and ultimately, it's going to go back on them. I mean, bad things happen when they play these games. I'll give you a little clue. The right's a lot tougher than the left. Yeah, because we all whine when the escalator doesn't work. But the right's not doing this.
We know how to use broken escalators.
As the comedian says, they just become stairs.
Yes.
Just walk. They better not get them energized. It won't be good for the left. Oh, my God. When have we ever had a president threaten half the country? And I don't want to see that happen either. I'm president of all the people. Directly after threatening half the country, he says he's president.
Right.
But the radical left is causing this, and the radical left Democrats are causing this problem. It gets worse, and it gets worse, and it'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore, and that won't be good for the radical left, and we don't want that. Yeah, I'm sure we don't want that. You've only been inciting violence and or prosecution against your enemies, C.C. James Comey, Jim Comey. I mean,
we can't let that narrative grab a foothold that the left is responsible for all.
He knows.
I know.
Depending on the study, close to 90% of the violence
but
is right-wing.
But they're repeating it over and over and over again on their vast network of right-wing outlets.
Yeah.
And we can't let that become the narrative.
So I can't wait to talk to Glenn Kirshner. That there is literally no there there. And again, not a James Comey fan. Lifelong Republican, handed the election to Trump. You have to wonder in his quiet moments, Chris, what he thinks of what he did 11 days before the election. And here we are, not just him personally, the entire country, right? I mean, as we were saying, this is like Nixon publishing the tapes himself, him directing them to prosecute James Comey. Mm-hmm. The first, you know, obviously attorney quit because he said there's no there there. What do you call it? Several attorneys before that said that. All the attorneys that work there.
Yeah.
There's like, what is it, 100 attorneys? Not one of them would sign this
right.
With the, what is she, an insurance lawyer?
Sure.
I mean, she's gonna get disbarred.
Lawyer.
No one else wanted to sign this because they're going to get disbarred. I mean, it's so Trump celebrated the indictment of Comey, blah, blah. He called him one of the worst human beings the country's ever been exposed to. Oh, I can think of another one. we're now at the beginning of him being held responsible for his crimes against our nation. Make America great again. we'll ask Glenn. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine this doesn't get thrown out for, you know, malicious prosecution before anything. First of all, they're saying they don't want, as usual, this to go to trial
right.
And have James Comey testify.
Right.
Trump hailed it as justice for America. Right. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. The push to move forward came even as prosecutors in the office detailed in a memo concerns about the pursuit of an indictment. Here's the other thing I got to ask Glenn about. It appears, though the indictment does not mention an investigation or its subject, it appears from the context to refer to an FBI inquiry related to Hillary Clinton. So this isn't even the Trump-Russia.
No.
This is, remember that was the bolt. Reason he gave for firing Comey that he wasn't fair to Hillary,
yeah.
Like because yeah, Trump really cared about that. I mean, oh my God,
he just wanted to lock her up.
I just, thank you. CNN analyst said he was struck by the bare bones nature of this charge. This really stands out. Lindsay Halligan is the only one who personally presented this to the grand jury. That's not normal. Usually you have career assistant U.S. attorneys who make those presentations to the grand jury. In this case, we know there were concerns that were raised by the career lawyers in that office who did not believe this was a case they could bring to fruition. I mean, we will have to ask Glenn. I get that this is why you almost always get an indictment, because you don't hear the defense case.
Right.
It's only the prosecution's case. I still don't know how she was able to get an indictment. We'll ask Glenn, because, I mean, who knows if she presented something fraudulent. I wouldn't put anything past them. This ICE, again, I'm just calling all kinds of bull on it.
They indicted a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes, James Comey, baby,
yes.
Ham sandwich. I'm going to need some Jasmine Crockett before we move
all
on.
All right, here we
yes,
go.
Here we go.
Listen, even as Democrats, we had our fair share of issues with James Comey, okay?
Thank you.
But that's not a reason to prosecute someone. And so here's the deal. If he decides that he wants to continue down this path, I think that they're going to continue to lose. And I don't see the former FBI director saying that he is going to just go ahead and say enter into a plea deal, or he's just going to take this line down. I think that this is someone who absolutely will fight this to the end.
I hope he's well funded, because this is going to be expensive for him.
Yeah, of course, that's what by design.
Yes.
By the way, is this all just this week? Everything, right?
It is.
James Comey,
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah, yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah.
General Zolman. Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel bled into last week.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
But this is all just one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, historically, whenever I go on vacation is when the really.
Thanks.
I feel like I need to preemptively apologize to America for whatever the. But, you know, listen, my big sister's coming to town, doing a bunch of, you know, enjoying my L.A. city like I never do, having a big birthday party. It's,
Watch out for our coyotes.
Okay.
They're wandering around.
Oh.
Yeah.
I won't send my sister out alone.
I actually had to like stop for a second.
They're like pets. Bring some biscuits
yeah.
and go say hi.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Someone James said it's obvious Trump is realizing it's all crashing down on him, trying to imprison his political enemies while militarizing D.C. and rallying the military leaders. I fear for what he will do next week. I apologize. Something's up, and I think it could get worse than this week, but Here we are. We have Glenn Kirshner, though, coming up. We've got John Fugelsang, best-selling New York Times author, star of Daily Show this week.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things to be happy about. And then Fridays with Frangela. What's not great about that?
And then after that, your chair is going to spin so fast.
Yeah. I did all that, and I made Sean a bagel with basil and tomato and just, yeah.
Killer.
See? Yeah, look at me. Look at me.
Well,
yeah. I'm just learning my place here in the Handmaid's Tale.
Hold it up again.
Patriarchy.
See?
Yeah.
Yum.
I made that. I did that.
Yeah.
And I'm cleaning my oven. Okay.
What?
19th's an old commercial.
Oh.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion. Nancy Walker starting it. 19 yeah, minutes after.
I think
after,
it was Jan Minor.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Furf. Wow. We just, we just had another, there's too many things. I was saving tweets. The Freedom From Religion Foundation. Uh-huh. I mean, now is the time.
Because
something scarier than ever happens in this, what are we in, like a Christian theocracy, something
Pretty
at
much.
This point?
Yep.
Okay. Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting the good fight so kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Oh, I know, the guy that was trying to push religious theocracy in schools, he resigned because of porn. So that was that particular wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're sick of all that, buy John's book, and then also go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, because seriously, Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Zyppah.com. Don't forget, the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is Chad Spake. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Streaming
Prime TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I got to have faith. I got to have faith. Faith, faith, baby.
Yeah. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody's
wow.
gotta have faith except for FFRF.
Correct. Exactly. Oh, I found it. Here it is. Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters has resigned after porn allegations. He's the guy who directed public schools to incorporate the Christian Bible and Ten Commandments into instruction, yeah. which triggered lawsuits over church-state separation. Maybe John Fugelsang's author of Separation of Church and Hate will have thoughts on that yeah. particular wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
Well that and Oklahoma okay. is ranked 50th. In the nation
in
on
education.
Education.
Yeah, there's that. Uh-huh. That's not important now. Our friend Mike Nellis first alerted me to the Trump administration gave Mikey Sherrill's Social Security number, home address, and insurance records to her Republican opponent. The other campaign then distributed them for political gain despite being told not to. It is a massive violation of Mikey's privacy and endangers her entire family. Really outrageous. That's just one 11th billionth yeah. of one news cycle yesterday, right?
Yep.
Speaking of inciting violence and targeting, that she's running for governor of New Jersey. I can't even. Robert says the selling of American TikTok to Trump-supporting billionaires doesn't even separate TikTok algorithm from its Chinese owner. It only licenses it, so it fixes nothing. Just another billionaire grift to give billionaires another platform for propaganda. Scary fact, over 20% of Americans primarily get their news from TikTok. I mean, what's his name? Ellison, Trump buddy. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. Have a good vacation next week.
Oh, thank you. My sister and I may stop downstairs and make a special appearance.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, well, I still look excited at your sister because she rhymed with rock block me at the Walk of Life when I was in your lap. She interrupted my time, but no problem. Right. Just kidding. But... Here's the thing.
She's been a blocker for many years, and that's why I'm gay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, let me ask, does anyone have any mixed emotions? Is that an Elvis song? I can't remember. Anyway, much like I have mixed emotions with the farmers who are whining now when they helped to bring this about, and certain groups of women who are whining about their reproductive rights being hurt, but they wouldn't listen before. Comey, while the intellectual part of me is like, this is absolutely outrage of what they're doing, the emotion part of me is like, but you helped, you did a big part in bringing about the apocalypse in yeah. this alternate timeline, so it's hard to feel sorry for them.
Yeah, but that's why you got to stand up for, you know, free speech for people whose speech you hate,
right.
which, you know, you got to give limited
Comey
credit to the right-wingers
yeah.
that did that for Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. By the way, speaking of the farmers, Chris, Ron Filipowski sums it up beautifully. How the unbelievable blistering incompetence of this administration. First of all, what is he tariffing now? Everything is going to cost us more. Cars, medications.
Upholstery.
Ron says, we are bailing out Argentina while Argentina's farmers sell soybeans to China in the place of American farmers, which is putting them out of business. So now we also have to bail out American farmers while Argentinian farmers make bank. That's Trump's America First golden age. This is America First? We have to bail out Argentina and our farmers because of his unbelievable incompetence and incoherence.
There's a 100% tariff on cabinets. So good luck if you're doing a kitchen renovation.
Glenn Kirshner, can't come soon enough. Next.
Connecting dots, not just talking points. WMDX.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at 3 different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 58.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
want people to know that when you stand up to a bully, you win. Do not back down. Do not bend. You allow them to go and wage their threats. If everybody starts to bend, for sure what is left of our democracy will be gone. And unfortunately, that is exactly what he wants. And even more sadly is that many of his followers agree with this.
Jasmine Crockett, can I get enough this morning? Here's what something that makes me feel a little hopeful. 79%, that's almost 80% voters say the U.S. is in the midst of a political crisis. I don't know about you, I'm holding out for a hero. Here's one. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
I'm wearing my Justice T-shirt for you as a hopeful, just a aspirational thing. We've crossed yet another Rubicon, haven't we, Glenn? I mean, here we are. James Comey has been indicted. Even though every attorney, including the last attorney that just resigned, all of the attorneys in that office have said there's no there. So here we are. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we can officially call the date and time of death of the legitimacy of the Department of Justice under Trump and Bondi. It is September 25th, 2025, when a Trump flunky apparently walked into the grand jury and had them vindictively indict Jim Comey. I believe this will be a Kimmel-esque miscalculation by the Trump administration, just as, you know, they did awaken a sleeping giant when it came to Jimmy Kimmel. What did they do? They succeeded in galvanizing support for Kimmel. They took him off air for a week. He's now back on. He's bigger and better and funnier than ever. So what does it do? It proves that Trump is weak, not strong. It proves he's ineffective and feckless. And this indictment will prove to be the same thing in the long run.
So can you talk to us lay people about this? Lindsey Halligan has never prosecuted a case, period, yeah, federally or state. She's an insurance lawyer. Not one other person in the office would sign this. She personally brought it to the grand jury. How was she able to even get an indictment? I mean, I know that, you know, you only hear the prosecution side. You don't hear a defense at all. But starting from right Bill Barr to Todd Blanche, nobody would prosecute this.
Here's what everybody should know, Steph. A grand jury indictment is only as good as the ethics of the prosecutor presenting the evidence and making the arguments to the grand jury. An unethical, dirty prosecutor, which is what Lindsey Halligan, Trump's flunky, has already shown herself to be, in my opinion, can walk into the grand jury and convince them to indict something for which the evidence doesn't support an indictment if the prosecutor misrepresents the evidence, or can get a grand jury to refuse to indict something that should be indicted. Think of the Breonna Taylor case when they played games in the grand jury and the grand jurors didn't indict, but then the grand jurors went to the judge and said, we don't think they played straight with us, right? So a dirty prosecutor can get a grand jury to do almost anything. And that's going to be exposed, I believe, very soon, because U.S. attorneys never sign indictments.
That's
they
what
never
I said.
Go into the grand jury.
That's what I said, Glenn. I think she's going to be disbarred. And I think no one else wanted to be associated with this. And I would not be surprised if she misrepresented stuff in this, because talk to us a little, again, us lay people, about what this is. So the charge is basically lying to Congress. But I don't even understand it, because as far as I know, what he or Andy McCabe did was not illegal in the first place. Whatever there's, so he's saying that Andy McCabe is saying that he directed. Can you just explain it? I'm sorry, my head hurts.
It's Friday.
Almost on vacation and my head hurts. Go ahead.
And it'll take me longer than we have. But basically, there are two criminal charges. One is what's called a false statement to Congress. and the other is obstructing Congress by making a false statement to Congress. So it's kind of double dipping even to start.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at his testimony back in 2016 and you look at his testimony when Ted Cruz is like horribly imprecisely questioning him in 2020, there is no viable false statements charge. Think of it as perjury, right? You go in, you swear to tell the truth to Congress, and you lie. This crime, false statements, is kind of a kissing cousin to the crime of perjury. But when you analyze the evidence, what he said in 2016 and what he said in 2020, there's no viable perjury charge. And it would take me a long time to explain why.
Okay.
It has to do with the elements of the crime of perjury. But here's the thing, Steph. Every other prosecutor recognized that, except Lindsay Halligan, because she doesn't care about the facts or the law. She was doing Donald Trump's, revenge-fueled bidding, and that's why it will fail.
Doesn't he have a case to get this thrown out for malicious prosecution based on, like I keep saying, Trump is like Nixon publishing the Watergate tapes. I mean, he ordered the DOJ to do this. He's celebrating it. Like, isn't that right away you saying, I mean, I know that he could have a jury trial within 30 days. He's entitled to that if he wants, right? But I mean, wouldn't you be able to say you've already tainted the jury pool?
So, yes, this is a vindictive prosecution claim, and that's a defense to a criminal charge that you're being either vindictively or selectively prosecuted, and James Comey is. This will be the most robust, compelling vindictive prosecution defense ever brought in our courts. That's not hyperbole. And I suspect it will be thrown out. It will be dismissed with prejudice, meaning it can never be reindicted or rebrought against him. But if it's not thrown out before the jury trial, I don't think the jury will have time for a cup of coffee when they return to deliberate. They will instantly find him not guilty, just like the New York jury instantly found Donald Trump guilty of 34 felony crimes.
Yeah, all Trump wants is the spectacle. Let's just go to, because I know there's so much to talk about. You mentioned Kimmel and consequences for all of this stuff that people think there's never going to be a tomorrow. You know, a group of Disney shareholders is exercising its right to demand materials related to the company's decision last week to suspend Jimmy Kimmel's show, a precursor to a potential lawsuit. They said there is credible basis to suspect the board breached its fiduciary duty to investors by prioritizing improper political and affiliate considerations. The fallout from suspending Jimmy Kimmel sparked criticism as an attack on free speech, triggered boycotts. Union support for Mr. Kimmel caused Disney stock to plummet amid fears of brand damage, concerns that Disney was complicit in succumbing to the government overreach and media censorship. So there's more shoes to drop there, aren't there? I mean, Trump has threatened to sue ABC again.
Of course, and it will go just as well as his suit against the New York Times went. It was thrown out summarily, the complaint, because the judge just mocked Donald Trump and his lawyers for, you know, basically filing an extended social media post as their complaint in the case. So, yeah, there are civil consequences to come. I hope the Disney shareholder suit get some traction if it is brought. It hasn't been brought yet. And there will be, I believe, Steph, there will be criminal consequences to come, just as there were during the Nuremberg trials. And I don't often make that analogy, but you, having a father who was a Nuremberg prosecutor, know as well as anybody, people are feeling themselves in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Just like the Nazis were feeling themselves in the moment. But guess what? Consequences come.
Yeah,
it may take too long, but consequences come.
Guess what didn't work? I was just following orders. So every living former chair of the Federal Reserve has united against Trump's bid to remove Lisa Cook from her post, warning the Supreme Court that the move would undercut the central bank's independence at a key moment of political and economic strain. So this is in a rare show of anonymity, right? Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, Janet Yellen joined five former Treasury secretaries, an array of past White House advisors, to urging the court to halt the president's firing of Lisa Cook. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I am not so bullish that this one is going to turn out right. Why? Because of the corrupt right-wing six Supreme Court justice majority that seem forever willing to expand the power of a self-declared wannabe dictator. And why the Supreme Court is so enthusiastic about giving our democracy away to an autocrat is beyond me. I cannot comprehend it. But if this one goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, I'm not optimistic. that they will, you know, hold the line on Donald Trump's attempt to expand his power.
Yeah. Not to mention, speaking of BS charges and no, they're there, the mortgage stuff.
Right.
Not only is any multitude of people in the Trump administration done the exact same thing as Lisa Cook or Letitia James. I mean, it's just not a crime, first of all. So we should start with that. Can I just say, speaking of things that are a crime, Democrats in Washington are ramping up efforts to investigate Tom Homan over allegations he accepted $50,000 in cash from undercover FBI agents last year. They urge Pam Bondi to immediately release documents related to the probe. And the video, this is obviously on tape. So I get that with them in charge of all the levers of power, but just talk. I can't believe a top official can accept a bag of cash on tape. And we're just like, oh, well, it's Friday, just Friday, another weekday.
And here's what folks should know. This was a crime in progress. This was the crime of bribery in progress. According to the reporting, Homan took a bag of $50,000 in cash. And promised some undercover FBI agents who were posing as businessmen that he would corruptly steer government contracts their way if and when Donald Trump got elected. That is the crime of bribery in progress. And it was continuing into the Trump administration. And when Homan finally had the opportunity to make good on the quo of the quid pro quo, this fork, that, here comes the that, they shut it down. Right? Why? So they could put a stop to the crime in progress. But here's what everybody should know, Steph. When you attempt to commit a crime, it's still a crime. If I take a shot at somebody attempting to murder them
Thank
and
you.
I miss,
yeah.
it's attempted murder.
Thank
this
you.
Is attempted bribery.
I mean,
how about the state? How about the state prosecutors get after this? Now, I know I believe it happened in Texas. So what are the odds?
Yeah.
But again, consequences will come.
This just could not be bleaker. This particular moment, right, Glenn, in our justice system, in terms of prosecuting, you know, political enemies that are guilty of nothing while, you know, exonerating unbelievably corrupt crooks on their side. I mean,
it can't get bleaker on the rule of law front until it gets bleaker, like when we see a series of vindictive indictments handed down. So hold on. We have not hit rock bottom.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Speaking of which, DOJ sues six blue states for voter registration lists, California, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania. They allege moves not to provide the voter registration rolls violate federal law. Well, we're fighting back out here in California. The DOJ has sued our California Secretary of State for failing to hand over the state voter rolls. So they're obviously suing all of these other states for the same thing. Our Secretary of State has called the lawsuit a fishing expedition and pretext for partisan policy objectives, a blatant overreach, an unprecedented intrusion, unsupported by law or any previous practice or policy of the U.S. Department of Justice. They're trying to intimidate California officials into giving up the private and personal information of 23 million California voters. You know, Gavin Newsom, Governor Pritzker are sounding the code red that they are trying to steal the 26 elections. They see what's coming.
Yeah, and if there's any good news, DOJ has exactly zero competent lawyers left to go into court and try to litigate and win these cases. I predict because the federal judges, trial court judges, are holding strong, DOJ can bring all these BS suits and they're going to lose them all. And I don't want to mix, you know, legal apples and oranges, but just yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, a Trump-appointed judge, Judge Dudek, down in Florida, who was confirmed 2 weeks ago. He's a baby judge, a brand new judge, just appointed by Donald Trump. He just ruled against the Trump administration in an immigration and deportation case. Now, I'm sure Trump will say, yeah, he was confirmed 2 weeks ago, but he's a radical left-wing liberal judge.
Sure.
But listen, these federal judges are not going to fall for DOJ's BS lawsuits.
Yeah. Can I just, this last one, Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor, Representative Sherrill is running for governor in New Jersey, said this is an illegal and dangerous weaponization of the federal government, that the Trump administration is breaking the law, exposing private records for political gain as a violation of anyone who has ever served. No veteran's record is safe. They have just...
How about that? And they yell and scream that ICE agents can't take the masks off because they might be doxxed. And then they turn around and they release the private information about Mikey Sherrill, including her social security number and address. And, you know, we see what's going on here. It couldn't be more illegal. It couldn't be more dangerous. And something's got to give. I hope it's not our democracy, but something's got to give.
Speaking of the military, Hegseth orders urgent meeting of all U.S. generals. Does that hair on your neck stand up?
If I had hair, yes, it would. But I think what's
on your neck.
I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on here with this ridiculous meeting that Hegseth is calling. You know, you do have secure communication channels there, Pete. Not that you would know because you you do everything on what, Signal or WhatsApp.
Yeah, you don't use them, but yeah.
But you know, this to me feels like a meeting to extract a loyalty pledge from all of the military leadership. And if they don't pledge their loyalty to Donald Trump instead of the Constitution, they will probably be booted out of their jobs. That's what this feels like.
Let me read just Steffi's book club, What a Fine American Wrote.
All right.
When we fight Trump's lawlessness, we win. It's been proved over and over again. When we fight Trump's lawlessness and unconstitutionality, we win. When colleges and universities fight Trump, they win. When law firms fight Trump, they win. When news outlets and organizations like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal fight Trump, they win. When Guatemalan children, unaccompanied minors go to court and fight Trump, they win. We need to band together. We need to galvanize. We need to use all of the tools at our disposal to fight Trump's lawlessness and unconstitutionality. And our fight will always be a peaceful one. Glenn Kirshner said that.
He did. He's smart.
Patriot.
Yep.
It's saluting himself. Thank you. Thank you, friend. I always need you to lift me up, and you always do.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Let's keep fighting. Let's keep fighting, Steph. Love you.
I love you, too. All right, there he goes. Glenn Kirshner, democracy warrior. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by yet another democracy warrior.
What?
The show's lousy with them.
Oh.
It's littered with them.
Okay.
Credo Mobile.
Credo!
The nation's only progressive phone company. I mean, I'm telling you, this is what's going on in America. You've got to stand with the companies that stand with you and your values. Mm-hmm. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that every month donates to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. You get to vote where your dollars go, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join Credo, you get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and it's just a win. You bring your current phone, current number, and you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get it? Amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Hey, animal lovers, Bark and Wine is back September 27th at the Dane County Humane Society. Savor tasty treats, hear inspiring stories, snuggle furry friends, and support our animals in need. Don't wait. Get your tickets today at GibbsShelter.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
This portion of the show brought to you by my birthday buddy, Native Bev Collagen, who has been supporting the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show internally. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. I don't have to take those separate vitamins anymore for hair, skin, nails, digestion, you name it. It is good for everything. It's the best way to get it. It's flavorless, goes right in my coffee every morning. Check out the top five collagen warnings, though. You got to get the right stuff. Check out these warnings along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. 56 minutes after the hour, Chris, Blue Skies, so, same thing we said, Chris, my Chris said. So until Kash Patel became director of the FBI, there was never writing on bullets of lefties seemingly confessing to crimes. What does Malcolm Nance say about coincidence? Yeah, I think he called BS right away.
I think he did.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Karen in Chicago. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so very quickly, you know, you and Glenn were talking about it, and he mentioned that the excuse that the federal government is giving for these ICE agents to be masked is because they're afraid of being doxxed.
Yeah.
I'm going to call BS on it. These people, I mean, are rolling up on civilians who are just going about their day-to-day activities. They have no warrants. They're not presenting warrants. They're not identifying themselves. I mean, we have municipal police officers.
And by the way, Karen, if they want to dial down the rhetoric and take down the temperature, stop demonizing trans people. Stop demonizing immigrants and mistreating them. We have a case out here. Elderly U.S. citizen brutalized by ICE has filed a $50 million lawsuit. It's the guy that owned the car wash out in Van Nuys.
That's right.
79-year-old Van Nuys car wash owner filed a suit. He was violently body slammed and pinned by federal agents during an immigration raid at his business. Masked agents stormed in. Surveillance videos show them shoving him to the ground. He had significant injuries. We'll talk about that. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Fugel, Sang, and Frangela all coming up.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
From the comments of former head coach of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, to the Brewers heading into the playoffs, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. We'll discuss it with former Badger and NFL veteran Brady Ewing next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is seeing some empty seats as he addresses the UN General Assembly in New York. Dozens of delegates from multiple nations have walked out of the UN hall. As Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to speak, he's under enormous world pressure to end the suffering in Gaza, which scholars say meets the definition of genocide. Price pressure evident this morning.
The core index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was up 2.9% and in line with projections. Those figures could factor into how the Fed approaches rate decisions in its final two policy meetings of the year.
ABC's Jim Ryan, tariff hikes for prescription drugs made outside the U.S. start Wednesday. President Trump is celebrating the indictment of James Comey, his former FBI director, on charges of lying to Congress. Comey, firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
This is ABC News.
Farm news that...